97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. As we wrap up the year, we're featuring stories from our team of reporters all over Wisconsin. Historically, firefighting foams have spread PFAS, which can have lifelong effects on the body. James Kelly covers a firefighting foam made from soybeans instead.
An alternative to PFAS-laden foam exists. It's called soy foam, and it's developed right here in Wisconsin. Soy foam is made from soybeans. It's developed by a Georgia-based company, Cross Plains Solutions, where David Garley is managing partner and chief tech officer. Soy foam was tested at Chippewa Valley Technical College's Fire Safety Center, which Garley says has state-of-the-art facilities. He says the center's been a critical resource for addressing two specific challenges, making it as effective as PFAS-based foams and improving its shelf life.
My team and I would come up with the samples. We'd give it to the professionals here at CVTC, and they ran it through a whole battery of different tests. And then the feedback that the firefighters would give us, we would take back to the lab, make those changes, and provide another prototype.
Chris Turner is the lead technician at the Fire Safety Center. He says they're hoping to prevent the use of chemicals we still don't know are bad for us yet, especially for firefighters.
But the real difference with soy foam is they've committed to, first and foremost, making a safe foam and used plant-based products in order to do that. So the likelihood of, you know, another 20 years down the road, one of those other chemicals that might have been used as a replacement for PFAS, who knows what we can find out later that could actually be harmful as well.
Some departments are already experimenting with soybean-based fire suppressants, including the Menominee and Elk Mound fire districts, according to testimony at the state capitol, where a bill would let fire departments be reimbursed for purchasing the foam under a state grant program.
That's James Kelly reporting from Chippewa Falls. Joanne Krulatz covered the retirement ceremony for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in June.
I say today to all of you gathered here, it has indeed been a long journey from the old Swamp Inn to serving as Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Originally from Richland Center, Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley graduated from Richland Center High School in 1968. She earned her bachelor's degree from Webster University in 1972 and worked as a high school teacher before graduating from the University of Wisconsin Law School in 1976. In 1985, she was appointed as a circuit court judge in Marathon County. 10 years later, the justice made history by becoming the first woman to be elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While it has been a long journey, she stated one thing has remained constant.
We knew then 30 years ago, and we know now, that to ensure a just legal system, one that reflects the history and hopes of this state, we must make the courts more accessible to the people. No matter if you are rich or poor, powerful or powerless, no matter your station in life, regardless of your political or religious beliefs, our courts exist to serve all of the people of this state.
Walsh Bradley's tenure is the fifth longest in the history of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She participated in more than 28,000 cases and wrote almost 600 opinions. She was replaced on the bench by Susan Crawford. One of the state's biggest events each year is EAA, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot was there.
Volunteers arrive from all over the world in Oshkosh in early July, all for EAA Air Venture.
I love it. This is my, 10th year volunteering. I want to give back because this is my 31st year at Oshkosh.
That's Chuck Holderness, who volunteers at the admission gate.
I flew in the Bonanzas to Oshkosh 31 years ago, and I've done it every year since. It's unbelievable. We set the world record for the world's largest civilian formation flight. We had 133 of us 1 year, and then we actually had 149 another year, but we didn't go through all the paperwork to break the record. This year, we had 119 of us. So we're all on the runway at the same time, 3 abreast, 5 feet from my prop to the tail in front of me. It's exciting.
And Donna, at security, her daughter is a 148th Fighter Wing pilot. But it's more than that that brings her here from Port Washington.
Meeting the people, you meet them from all over the world, basically, and mingling with them and making new friends.
often described as a family reunion, even if you aren't a pilot, all are welcome.
I've made friends already from Mississippi, from Arizona, from around this area, and we camp with them because I also camp here.
Camp Scholar, a field of friends, volunteers, pilots, and more. No electricity and no problems, even in the summer heat of July. 40,000 camp here in this 1 week. Anyone can volunteer, even if you don't have any background in aviation. Here's Dan Van Evenhoven.
You can drive the tram, which is kind of cool because you get to see the entire grounds, and you get to explain to people what different things are going on in different locations.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
The Packers prepare for Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. It's the Packers and the Ravens. 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Now, the Packers lost another tight end last week, John Fitzpatrick, who had taken over for Tucker Kraft. He suffered a season-ending torn Achilles tendon in that loss to the Bears. The Packers have two candidates on the practice squad who could play tight end. One is Drake Dabney, an undrafted rookie. The other, second-year man McCallum Castles, who has spent time with the Eagles, Chargers, and Rams. They would be the backups to tight end Luke Musgrave.
Yeah, they're both really, really good players, hardworking players. I think anybody in that tight end room is going to go out there and play with great effort, be a good representation of us.
Green Bay has clinched a playoff spot thanks to the Vikings defeating the Lions 23-10 in Minnesota yesterday. Detroit with 6 turnovers in the game. After a day off for Christmas at home, the Bucks back on the road tonight in Memphis to play the Grizzlies. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little drizzle and fog right away this morning, then mostly cloudy today with a high right around 37 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 20s to near 30 for a low. Tomorrow, another cloudy, dreary day with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.